All right, this is Mike Adams here at Brighteon.com. I want to give you my take on the 21-point so-called Gaza peace plan. This is not a good faith peace plan from Trump or Netanyahu. It's a trap. It's designed to make it impossible for Hamas to agree to the plan, because the plan requires Hamas to give up all of their arms and all of the hostages, and then to have faith that Israel will keep its word and then withdraw from Gaza City. But then Netanyahu goes out publicly and in Hebrew, talking to his own people, he says, we're not really going to withdraw from Gaza. So we already know that the entire plan is, it's just a scheme. It's just a ploy. We also know that neither Israel nor the United States ever negotiate in good faith. The U.S. doesn't negotiate with Russia in good faith. The U.S. doesn't negotiate with Iran in good faith. And what does the U.S. do? You know, murders the negotiators. Israel doesn't negotiate with Yemen in good faith, or leaders of Lebanon or Iran. I mean, what does Israel do? They assassinate Iranian scientists. They try to murder Iranian political leaders. And whether you agree or disagree with Iran, the fact that Israel believes it has the right to launch missile strikes against Iranian embassies in other countries, or to bomb the heads of state in Yemen, completely bypassing diplomacy and just relying on murder and slaughter and genocide, that is unacceptable as a posture of coexisting in this world. You can't say, oh, we're going to negotiate, you can trust us, and then murder the negotiators. But that's what the U.S. does, and that's what Israel does. So obviously, this 21-point plan in Gaza, it's a scheme. And it's designed to watch Hamas reject it, to say it's not possible to agree to this, or to see Hamas say that they agree to it, but then Israel will fund a group that carries out a false flag to attack IDF troops, and then Israel will say Hamas broke the peace plan, therefore we have to go in and slaughter them all. Because they've done that every time they've ever had a peace plan in history. And they attacked the USS Liberty and killed US sailors on top of that. And the other important point in all of this is the posture of Trump and Netanyahu in, quote, offering this peace deal. The offer goes something like this. You can agree to the peace deal, or we will kill you. So it's an offer you can't refuse. So you must agree. And if you do agree, guess what? You're going to disarm yourself, and then we're going to go in and kill you anyway. So no matter what the response is from the Palestinian side or the Hamas side, Trump and Netanyahu have as their intention to go in and kill everybody, because they need to build all the real estate deals. They need to have the new Gaza Riviera, right? All the real estate, I mean, oh my goodness, and the offshore gas, all the energy. They need the land, so they need to exterminate everybody. That's why this has been an ethnic cleansing campaign from the very start. And I'm shocked that there's anybody still remaining who believes that Netanyahu is capable of peace. Clearly, he has zero interest in peace, just like Zelensky in Ukraine. Zelensky would be facing, you know, not just a loss of power, but probably investigations into the money laundering, probably arrest, maybe even more dire consequences from his own countrymen for the crimes that he and his regime carried out in Ukraine. The same is true with Netanyahu. Got to understand, Netanyahu is a criminal, even according to many of his own fellow citizens in Israel. You know, don't think that every Israeli supports what Netanyahu's doing. Not all of them do. And Netanyahu was previously arrested, and he is still facing arrest. And every time he has to show up at court, oh, guess what? There's a bomb that goes off somewhere, or he has a sniffle and he can't show up. So he's just trying to delay the consequences of his own criminal prosecution by maintaining endless war at the expense of innocent human lives in Gaza. And Trump is letting him get away with it. So this is not a peace plan. It's a war trap. It's an extermination trap. It's the final solution chapter of the genocide that Netanyahu and the IDF are carrying out against the Palestinian people. This is the end game of the Zionist Holocaust against Palestinians. And that's why everybody who's intelligent and who is informed, like Max Blumenthal, are saying that it's an obvious trap. You know, Scott Ritter, Judge Napolitano, etc. They will confirm it's an obvious trap. But Trump and Netanyahu want you to think that, oh, they're on the side of peace, but Hamas rejects peace, and that's why we had to kill them. It's all nonsense. Netanyahu is on the side of Satan, and Trump is on the side of war. That's why he keeps sending weapons and money to Israel and Ukraine. In fact, he's selling weapons to European countries who will hand them over to Ukraine in order to provide additional funding and revenues for the U.S. military-industrial complex that then makes campaign contributions to political campaigns. So it's all one giant cesspool of death and war and violence. And both of these leaders, Trump and Netanyahu, are all in on that cycle right now. And that's why we have to stand up and speak out against it. We have to call for peace, rationally. We have to stand for humanity. We have to exercise human compassion. We have to remind everybody that all lives matter, including the lives of Palestinian women and children and doctors and nurses and ambulance drivers and food aid workers. Their lives matter as well. Because if we throw their lives away, then we admit that we have no values of human dignity or pro-life at all. And that's true among a great many Christians in America today who claim to be pro-life, but then they support death in Gaza as long as the death is carried out by a Zionist regime that doesn't even believe in Jesus Christ as their savior. How bizarre is that? It's amazing how many Christians are just throwing away all their Christianity, even as the ADL declares war on Christianity and says that Christians are a danger to America. You understand? So I call for peace, and I call for human dignity, and I call for compassion. And the only way for Trump to achieve that is to divorce Netanyahu, disconnect from the Netanyahu bloodthirsty regime, and focus back on America. Stop sending money and weapons and intelligence to Israel. They want to fight a war, let them fight it on their own. No American blood and no American dollars for Israel and its genocidal regime. Focus on our issues right here at home. Don't we have enough problems here? Don't we need to secure our border? Don't we need to arrest the traitors? Don't we need to shore up our cities, which are in many ways cesspools of collapse and homelessness and drug abuse and perverts and pedophiles and child trafficking all over these Democrat cities? Why don't we focus on cleaning up America instead of destroying some other city and some other land across the ocean? That's what I say. And if Trump is wise, he will follow that track. And then the GOP might have a chance in the midterms and in 2028. But if Trump stays married to Netanyahu, the GOP is going to be facing a massive revolt. And it's very likely that either next year or in 2028, the Democrats will regain power and control. And they will seek the criminal arrest and prosecution of Donald Trump for being an accomplice to a war criminal. And if that happens, I wouldn't be surprised if Trump lives out the rest of his days behind bars. That's exactly where the Democrats and the UN is trying to take this. They're working on arrest warrants for Donald Trump. I hope you know that. But he's got a chance. He's got a window of opportunity to back away from the genocide and the war crimes and put America first instead of Zionism first. So join me in supporting this effort. Let's put America first, and let's actually demonstrate the values of human dignity and compassion and peace. And then we have a chance as a nation, as a constitutional republic. Thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger of Brighteon.com. Take care.